Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Man suffers fractured penis from rolling while sleeping.
Really?
What?
I don't believe it.
No.
Right. Yeah, right.
This is the slipped in the shower.
Yes, or something happened and he just rolled over to avoid being seen and...
What do you mean?
Probably was like fully erect and like someone walked in the room and he went to flip over. Maybe, I don't know. I'm just thinking back to like back in the day. Mom's here.
Right, there might be more comedic value in asking you questions about this.
I never broke mine. I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Mine's still tried and true. Yes.
The unnamed 27-year-old patient.
He's just throwing phrases out there. Mine's tried and true.
Tried and true.
Tried yeah. and true.
Tried and true, yes.
Had reportedly rolled over onto his erect penis while sleeping.
All right, so someone's going, he was dreaming about something. I'm not far off.
No, I still don't believe this.
I don't believe this story.
Oh. Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Why would he lie?
Shockingly.
Well, it depends where it was when it happened.
Resulted... in an audible snap sound.
Oh my dear God, no.
Yeah, because you can hear that while you're sleeping.
Call him snapping the carrot again.
And subsequent intense pain as well as flaccidity and swelling.
Oh.
Despite the alarming symptoms, the patient waited a whopping 36 hours before going to the hospital.
Well, he had to come up with his excuse first.
Yeah,
what should I say was actually doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was sleeping and I rolled over.
Exactly.
That's what we're going
There was a
with.
Fire and I got it caught in the door trying to rescue the dog.
Why'd you wait 36 hours? I had to go back to sleep.
Oh, yeah, I waited for the swan to go down.
Quote, penile fractures, though rare, demand urgent surgical attention due to their potentially severe consequences.
Wow.
End quote. Medics subsequently observed significant swelling of the penis.
Now, when it breaks, it becomes like almost like an L.
A deviation to the right. So it was pointing right. It didn't become an L.
Right.
Is that permanent? Yeah. Is it a permanent curve now?
It's like a road sign shows you the grade. It says here a big turn's coming.
Looks like he's looking for water.
Right.
The stick.
Apparently it's off to the left.
Also present was a characteristic eggplant deformity.
Eggplant deformity. Well, that's the emoji you use for it. So
there it is.
Eggplant deformity. Oh, could it turn purple?
In
I'm
which
guessing?
The penis becomes swollen and purple, indicating that it was fractured or broken.
Oh my God.
The doctor said, check his eggplant. I'm going to call you Parmesan.
Come what was this guy sleeping on? Granite?
Seriously?
What the hell? Yeah.
Fred Flintstone's bed.
After administering general anesthesia, surgeons degloved the man's appendage.
Oh, wait. Degloved? That's the skin, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
The skin. Ah, I know.
God.
Oh, I'd rather have it broken.
I don't want to listen to this anymore.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Emil's picturing a carrot being peeled right now.
Every guy is going, oh, God.
Right?
No.
I wonder how many knees are locked right now in a car.
I've definitely hunched over more during this story. I was sitting straight up, and then I was like,
yeah I'm kind of bent over also.
Just, I've gone into protection.
There's so many trucks on the emergency lane just going, please get over, please stop, please stop.
Revealing that he indeed suffered two fractures. Measuring 7 millimeters and 10 millimeters.
Oh. That's the whole size. Same erect. Is the water cold?
I wonder what really happened, though.
I don't know. It sounds painful. The degloving thing really got me.
Yeah, no, degloving.
Yeah, the
degloving.
Right, yeah. The eggplant, then the degloving. I'm
Everything
good.
You describe sounds too violent for someone just rolling over. Unless he weighs like 7,000 pounds.
Right.
Yeah.
Eggplant rolloweeny.
We have a couple calls here regarding the dumbass news with the broken penis.
Sure, why not?
Let's go to Lauren, who has a theory. Lauren?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
What's up?
Good morning. What if he had one of those adjustable beds that has, like, the little crack in the middle?
Oh, right.
And, like, he rolled into it and then, like, crack.
Right, like you get knuckles.
Yeah,
in the
but
car
he rolled
door.
Into it, and then it was like, oh, this seems pretty good.
Right. get into it.
Then he fell asleep there. Then he rolled over.
I really loved his bed.
That's when someone walked in and right. He's like, oh, gotta roll away.
Gotta roll away. I like that theory. Thank you, Lauren.
Yes, he was bobbinizing it.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Stephen Wallingford.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning. Morning.
We had a call back in about 15, 20 years ago where we had a call for a bleed, and we get there, the guy's naked, holding his, you know, his
ding,
thing.
Ding. Yeah.
Covered with a towel, and it looked like a war zone inside. I mean, there was blood everywhere.
Oh, God.
And,
fan?
You know,
sitting fan?
Unfortunately, what's that?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Yeah, he was a teacher, and they had off on so it was two teachers, and they had off on Monday, so they were and he's telling me describing what he was doing, and he heard he's like, oh, I heard a pop, you know. I'm like, oh boy,
they were cramped for an exam.
So the funny thing is they dispatched a female cop first, officer.
Oh no.
And we made him walk down the stairs, and then we took him on like you know.
Why was he heavy?
No, he's okay. Just you know, he was just blood everywhere, you know. And
yeah.
You know, you don't want to get that studious blood on you.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. So and then it was funny. I imagine it hurt, but and then he's describing to the doctor what happened, and I'm like, sorry, I'm leaving.
Yeah, time to go. All right, Steve. Thank you, brother.
All right, gentlemen. Have a good day.
All right, thanks for what you do, too.
Yes.
And Scotty Scheffler wins the Travelers Championship. And, of course, you got to have
protesters.
Of course. We can't have anything nice here.
Nope. So we can't have nice things.
This is from TikTok. This is without the announcers. What are we protesting here? Grass?
Right.
It's grass.
Right, that's it.
Trees.
I'm thinking of all the carbon dioxide we're emitting, all the trees are enjoying it.
I mean, they don't even let the golfers use carts during tournaments. They have to walk.
They're
walking.
What's your problem?
You could not have picked
the dumbest idea.
A less environmental impacting sport.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, those were environmentalists? Yeah.
As soon as I saw them, I thought, oh, this is Middle East stuff.
Right.
And then it was... What?
Once
on a golf course?
When I saw the smoke bomb being orange, I'm like, nope, climate control.
Really?
Yep.
Climate control,
yeah.
Was that like air conditioning or?
I guess, you know, climate, they got a problem with like all emissions. The same people who painted those planes orange protesting gasoline and diesel and coal and stuff like that.
That makes more sense than golf.
Yeah. Are those the same people that like smoke bomb Stonehenge?
I think so.
And glue themselves
they've
to
been
a Ferrari,
throwing soup on paintings and the Louvre and stuff.
Yep.
That's kind of wasteful. Like, all the paintings are behind glass, so you're not really doing anything.
Plus, you're just wasting soup.
You're just wasting soup.
Yeah.
I just sent a text to my neighbor who was there.
Oh, cool.
And he's in law enforcement. I'm surprised he didn't, like, run out there.
Right. Maybe it's like a jurisdiction thing.
He's big enough where he could have picked up all six.
Oh, cool.
just chucked them.
That's the best neighbor to have in the world.
Just chuck them in the gator pond.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Water hazard.
That would have been great.
Right.
Like, we should have, like, a catapult there, and you just put each one on and just fire them out.
Take bets on where they're going to land.
Right.
Cool. Those one now. They're probably playing Ninja Challenge.
That's what you sounded like playing the Ninja Challenge.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, right. We should have had Connecticut's Ninja come on the course and take him out. He dropped his readers. Hold on. He's walking over now.
Wait, his back hurts.
Wait. He has his hand on his back.
Wait.
He's been yelling at a tree for 10 minutes because he thought it was a person.
He's got his mask inside out and backwards. Right.
Now he just lost a flip-flop.
He's yelling about mesh. So mesh, right, mesh. Oh, God, right, the mesh. Right.
A blind ninja in flip-flops.
That's like a children's series, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's a kid's cartoon. Right?
The least super of all the heroes. I love it.
Not so hero.
Yeah. All right, well, it was a great event.
Yes.
And what a great win, too. You know, you go into a playoff situation, and it was awesome. The whole thing was awesome.
Awesome. Yeah.
A couple morons run on the golf course.
Right.
I know Scotty won, but that other guy, Tom Kim, was in contention the whole tournament.
Yeah.
And he was leading the whole time.
And he got like $2 million. The other guy got $3 million, so not bad.
He's a young guy. We're going to hear more from him.
It's not a bad thing to lose. Second place gets $2 million.
Seriously, I'll take $2 million.
Right?
All day.
Yeah.
I'll take third place.
All day. Yeah.
Wait, so the top guy got three?
Three and change. Second guy got two.
I thought the top guy got more than three.
That was three, as they said in the news. Yeah, three.
Okay, top guy?
Yep. Second guy got
three.
Two. Yeah.
Wow, that's...
Yeah, only $1 million. But
pretty good.
Yeah.
There's no losers there.
No.
Right. Walking out a millionaire.
You're walking out a millionaire.
I'll take it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Joe LaChance here. Two new conditions added to the medical marijuana list. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Good.
Good.
So the... hold on.
Is finger
hold
pain
on,
in there?
Hold on. We're going to get back to you in a second. Hold on. It's my neighbor, Mike, on the phone. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Neighbor Mike.
Dad, what's going on, brother?
Hey. How you doing?
I'm here. What's going on?
How close were you to the action?
We were pretty close. Maybe, I don't know, 50, 75 feet away.
Yes. Oh, that's real close.
You can hear them losing the air as they hit the ground.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty wild.
Nice.
Those cops were great, weren't they?
Yeah, they were excellent. The Cromwell Police Department and all the other assisting agencies, they did a phenomenal job at handling the situation. Course management and everyone at TPC did an excellent job of handling the entire situation. It obviously threw everyone for a turn. I mean, golf is obviously known as a gentleman's sport. So to see that type of...
It was like a football game broke out.
Right.
Pretty wild.
Is that me again?
I like the crowd was just all together on, we don't care what you're protesting, right. Get out of here.
It was a hell of a finale. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a time and place to get your message across, and at a professional event is definitely not one of those places.
I hear you.
How long did all of that take before, you know, we got back to golf?
Like I said, the TPC management and the course crew did an excellent job of getting the green back to playable condition. It was slightly damaged between some of the protesters were throwing like smoke grenades onto the green, which caused a little bit of damage.
And their faces planting into it.
Yeah.
It's a giant face divot.
Yeah, caused a little bit of damage to the green, but they did an excellent job of cleaning it up. The green was damaged so bad to the point where they actually had to move the whole location for the playoff round. They did the playoff round back on 18, but they had to move the location of the hole because part of the green was damaged from the protesters. So it was pretty wild for sure.
Wow. Man. I'm surprised I didn't see you run out there and grab some of those guys and chuck them out into the pond.
Yeah, well, I was enjoying myself. I wasn't in that mode.
You're off duty.
I hear you. No. Got to kick back and watch somebody else for change. Yes.
Exactly.
It's nice to look at a situation and go, that's not my job.
Yeah. That's right.
That's not my job.
Not my job, man.
Not my job, man.
But Mike was there. If he saw that things weren't getting, I'm sure he would have ran out there.
Definitely.
Yeah. No, there was definitely a pretty big police presence. There's probably 20 police officers out there, so. They did a great job of handling the situation.
Well, thanks for coming on, sharing, and thanks for what you do every day. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Be safe always.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. Bye.
That's close. He was right there.
He was right there.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Quarterly action right
there. That's close enough to throw an elbow.
But you know what?
You didn't do
that. Didn't that make golf more exciting, though, for a moment?
Yeah.
It really did.
Yeah, I think golf needs a little more brawls.
Right.
Crazy.
Really spice up
the 17th
hole. At least
a sword fight with the clubs.
That's how you, on your final putt, you have to fight off the other golfers.
Right, when it's close. Right. There's no...
Yeah. They turn That's Highlander. They can only be one. Yeah. Bring a sword.
That's it.
There can be only one. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, Joe.
Back to Joe LaChance. Two new conditions added to the medical marijuana list. Joe, do you want to light up before you tell us about these conditions?
Yeah, I think I should.
Yeah. All right. own conditions, yes.
He's got to put the lit one down and light a new one.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
That's his lungs.
Yeah, good job.
Nice.
Yeah.
He went full Kool-Aid man.
Wow. Oh,
he went full Kool-Aid
that was,
man.
That was bubble bath.
Wow. I cleaned him up. I cleaned it all off, got it ready for today. I knew I was going to be on the air with you
and
guys.
What were you smoking?
Nice clean hit.
What were you smoking this time?
Oh, this is called Cherry Booth. It is purple. It is beautiful.
Nice.
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 Yeah, it's nice.
We were referring to something purple an hour ago. Completely different. Completely different.
Right. Color of the day is right. Purple.
Not as cherry.
I like my knuckles right now.
Yeah, all right. So, Joe, tell us, what are these two new conditions added to the medical marijuana list?
Well, interesting enough, female orgasm disorder. And autism.
How do you just blow past that one?
Yeah, wait, hold on.
Joe.
Back up.
Let's talk about that.
So the headline here is every woman in Connecticut eligible for medical marijuana. Okay, got it.
That's something I think we all knew since we were in high school. But, yes. So now, they finally put it down in writing. They've actually confirmed what we all knew. Now you can actually get a medical marijuana prescription if you're having trouble having an orgasm.
So to get that,
big old help.
To be diagnosed with that, do you have to bring your husband or whatever to say, look at him,
look at this? Do you think, come on.
Would you get excited over this, too?
Look at this guy.
Right.
Well, the truth is, you do have to have a doctor's diagnosis, so I'd love to be a fly in that appointment.
Yeah.
Different kind of fly.
I think a divorce is going to come right after.
Right. Because
now you're telling everybody.
Right.
Wow.
So,
all right.
No,
that's
a confirmation on something that we all knew.
Right.
But, yeah, I think it's great. I think it'll bring a lot more patients into the program.
Wow.
For sure.
It's like ladies'
night.
They're
going to overrun the
market. It's like ladies' night in the doctor's office.
All the dispensaries, ladies free before 10 o'clock.
Wow.
But I think it's a good thing. I think it's a really good thing.
Yeah. There's no way a doctor says, sorry. You don't qualify.
Seriously.
Imagine the
time you prove it.
You've had too many orgasms. Like, you don't qualify.
Right. Yeah. Apparently Madonna's not available.
Yeah, we can't. I can't write this out for you. Sorry. Yeah.
Yes. So I can imagine the new products they'll be developing for that. Right. But,
what a time.
There has to be something for the guy whose lady was diagnosed with this. I mean, there's some kind of depression or some kind of anxiety that he deals with because she's been diagnosed with this.
Yeah, so then he gets the medical card, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I feel like everyone is now eligible for medical marijuana.
Go for it.
I agree with that. I think we need a male condition now approved. You're right.
Yeah.
Help me. I've got sore knuckle syndrome.
Blisters on my fingers. Anyway.
That was the weed talking.
He's got a buzz on.
That was a joke for one person. It was Joe.
It is a joke for one person.
He's right. He is right. Okay, so we still got a couple things to do here. So one is the female orgasm
disorder.
Disorder. Right. What's the other one?
FOD, autism spectrum disorder. Now, to me, that's the big one. for them to acknowledge that cannabis actually helps with autism kind of just like verifies that it is a legit medicine, because this is something that the normal medical community has had trouble dealing with. So for them to say that cannabis helps with autism, and you know that's a big issue right now,
right.
I think that's a great thing. And I think that just pushes, you know, the envelope a little bit to show that cannabis is a legitimate medicine.
Nice.
So for me, that's the big one. For the women, the other one is.
But. Right, right.
Yeah, everyone's eligible now.
Circling back.
But, you know, having autism affect my family in a certain way, and I'm sure there are other families affected, to know that now there may be another alternative medicine to deal with it, I think is a great thing. I think that was something.
Why not?
Yeah, that really needed to happen.
All right,
so
any other news?
Two good ones.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah. Ned Lamont is investigating the Social Equity Committee right now. They have been there have been some accusations and some rumblings of them possibly misappropriating funds and things like that. So they have put a halt to all the dispensation of money out to the community that was supposed to go out to there. And now, right now, Ned Lamont and his office are investigating them for the way that they are approving licenses, how they are approving grants, and what they are spending their money on.
Wow.
So, yeah, apparently they had gone to a conference in February and spent like 60 grand. And we're talking a conference right at Mohegan Sun.
it's like a quarter tank of gas.
Hartford to Mohegan, and they got hotel rooms and all kinds of food.
Nice.
And they spent all kinds of money.
Yep.
And that's what put up the red flag for them. And then they started getting complaints from a lot of the people, the applicants, that they weren't getting approved, that they were taking months and months to approve their things. And finally, got it back up to the governor, and he's investigating them.
Right,
so now everything is on hold.
Cool.
All right, you did a good job considering that you started this segment taking
with
a big...
With an epic rip.
Yeah. Bong hit.
Yeah.
Just a big rip.
Huge rip.
All right, Joe. Thank you, man. We had the lightning strike that injured three people in Cromwell.
Right. Plus, in some wild weather, we had a tornado touchdown in Arlington, so... There's been some wild stuff going on in Connecticut.
Was that in English?
Yes, it was.
Or
actually,
is that ninja?
I was speaking ninja.
They're still speaking ninja.
It was... Kiyoshi.
Just going to start naming more of her characters.
Sita Bindua. Learned it from Wayne's World.
That's Cantonese.
Sita Bindua.
203-882-9757. Encounters with lightning and wild weather.
Yes.
According to Cromwell Fire Chief Jason Braid, the strike happened shortly before 4:30 in the area of 6 Pearson Green.
Yee.
Wouldn't it have been hysterical if the protesters were running out and got hit by lightning?
That would be like, damn, man.
That would have been awesome.
That was swift justice.
That's the environment, so
right.
You guys,
we're
shut up.
We're here to save the planet!
Yeah, screw this planet.
One of those holding up like a flag for their organization.
Right.
The power of Christ compels you.
I think when you get hit by lightning, your shoes come right off. I mean, if you live.
Yeah.
Oh, they people
do.
Live.
Oh, yeah. There are folks who got
these
hit.
These three people, you know, I don't know if they got hit, but sounds like they were under a tree or something.
Yeah.
It needs somewhere to go, the electricity. Usually, whatever's touching the ground, that's going to take some kind of a hit.
They say if you're in a lightning storm by yourself and there's no trees or anything, to lay flat on the ground.
Yes, they do.
So you're not the tallest thing there.
That's what it looks for?
Yeah. That's what it's looking for. Basically, it's going to hit the tallest thing.
Mm.
Right.
So,
and if your guy don't line your back and get excited.
Yeah, what don't about? Hide under the trees.
There's
don't
a
roll
video
over.
Of a bunch of people running under a tree. And the lightning hit, and then you just see them all fall over.
In India, yeah.
They just got knocked out.
Yep.
And it took them a while to each just fall over one by one.
Yep. It's also a cartoon in India. Yeah, yeah. It was a rainstorm. They all go in, and all of a sudden, there's this flash. All of a sudden,
well, yeah, because you see the flash, and you expect them all to just hit the ground.
Right.
But they were just like stunned.
Right. They made a sound.
They fall like. They fall like when you open the broom closet and like the mop and the broom like all follow one another.
That'd be funny if like one fell into a whole bunch of people. They all fell like dominoes.
Ron in Fairfield.
So I've got a lightning story. This is a couple years back. It was one of those storm systems, kind of like yesterday, where the storm moved in quickly. And I was actually in my house about to go over to a buddy's house, give him a hand with something. As I'm walking out the door, this lightning strikes. And I mean, it shook the whole house. It was like a meteor hit the ground. The vibration just, you know, amplified all around. And I walked outside and I'm looking all around like something must have been struck. I'm looking at the house. I'm looking all over. And I go in the backyard and one of my cherry trees was struck.
Wow.
Well, this thing blew the bark all over. I mean, it blew the bark. It hit the side of the house. There was bark all over the lawn. And I'll tell you what, the rest of the day, I had blue balls. It was the worst.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it just came, it just shocked right through you. I'm telling you, I think it's the grounding effect.
Right. Well, in fact, you left all those cherries.
And continuing on after that, I'm on my way to my kinda buddy's house, and I see something.
Something missing in my brain.
I feel like I missed a detail as well.
Okay. We're having a good time. Wow.
But I'm going towards my buddy's house now, and I see a ton of smoke up in the sky. And I pull down a side road, and this woman's house down the road, her tree caught fire. And it looked like a tornado going up the tree. You know, it was really windy out, and just created this tornado effect, and the tree had lit up. I called the fire department. They came over and put it out. But, yeah, it was a wild storm.
Yeah, I had a tree get hit by lightning, and it didn't knock the tree down, but it blew bark everywhere.
Right.
It took me a little while to figure out what happened. Right. Like, why is this piece of bark here floating in the pool?
Right. Why is there bark in my hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like an explosion. But
Ron,
what?
Yesterday, someone was struck, and they went out. You know, they were in cardiac arrest, and they actually brought him back. And the guy was walking out of the hospital the next day. It's a crazy story.
Wait, I missed that part. Someone that you know got hit by lightning?
Someone I know was up in the woods somewhere way up north, and he was on this big hiking trip. And someone was struck by lightning, and he happened to be around the area. And he's, you know, he's got a lot of medical history. He actually did CPR with his buddy, and they brought the guy back, and he was walking out of the hospital the next day.
Wow.
I want him to call in and tell you guys the story. He goes further into detail, obviously.
You would think he'd have more life. Isn't that how Frankenstein started? They put the monster up there, and the lightning bolts got him.
Yeah, but he was dead, so
okay,
you get the lightning,
right,
and you're alive.
Right, okay.
He was in cardiac arrest.
Gotcha, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Well, if that friend of yours is listening, I hope he calls in.
Yeah,
thanks,
please.
Ron.
Thanks, man.
Take care, guys.
All right, man. Talking about lightning strikes and wild weather encounters, Ian in Norwalk.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
So almost 10 years ago, September 6th, I was getting married down by Cove Marina in Norwalk.
Okay.
And we had, I don't know, some called it a microburst, but basically like a very localized, ugly, insane lightning storm happened about an hour into our wedding reception.
See, that's a sign. Like,
not a sign.
Like, blew over chairs, knocked down glasses, 65-mile-an-hour gust of wind knocked over a massive tree on the property that smashed a metal picnic table, took apart the DJ booth, took apart the bar, brought it all into the bathrooms.
Wow.
Partied while it was basically over our head for like an hour and a half, lightning bouncing all over the place.
We don't care.
And,
we're drunk.
yeah.
Nice.
And we squeegeed the dance floor and kept the party going afterward. It was a wild 90 minutes.
You guys are hardcore, man.
Yeah.
That's hardcore right there.
Well, you don't have a choice. The bride says we're partying. Wedding.
Yeah.
Only three people left.
Yeah. Yep. Really?
That was it. We only lost three.
I mean, you say lost.
Yeah, right.
Well, they squeegeed the floor for.
We're not sure where they went.
They left in an ambulance after they were hit by the lightning, right. But that's fine. We only lost three.
We found a shoe from one.
We just kept partying.
Right. So people like to remind me that my wedding was awesome, and I always tell them, like, I'm glad you remember it that way.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
People, we went to a graduation party on Saturday, and the storm was coming in, and then it started raining hard, and there was a pizza truck outside. To me, it added an adventure element to it.
Right.
We had a great time. No one was like, oh, this sucks.
Right.
Everyone had a good time.
It's what you make of it.
It's what you make of it.
Exactly.
Especially with the muggy heat, that rain was a good break.
Right, it was a good break.
And the pizza stayed warm.
Pizza was good.
But that's the thing. Your wedding's now memorable because of that.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. No, that's true. It was quite an event.
All right. Well, thank you, Ian. And if we don't talk to you, happy anniversary.
Yeah, man.
Big 10 coming up.
Yeah, wow. Thanks, fellas.
All right, brother.
Thank you.
Mike in Lisbon.
Hey.
Hey.
AJ.
No, Chaz and AJ.
It's Chaz and AJ.
Right. I think he's talking directly to you, though.
No, of course not. No one does.
Yeah. No. So, I want to offer something to AJ. I met him at the car show yesterday.
Oh.
Is it a car?
All right.
Okay, you want to offer something?
I'm going to get him a new car because his wasn't there. So, who am I speaking with right now? Is this Chaz or is this both of you guys?
You're on the air
right now.
All right, cool. So, listen. What year is the car? Is it a 63 Fairlane? And
now, you couldn't
500?
Have this conversation yesterday at the car show.
No, I, you know what? Because I didn't believe there was a bad storm yesterday. We're out there in that sun having a good time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And these guys are all with the storm and everything. But I want to offer to pick up that rag joint you need for your car.
Oh, thank you. It'd be awesome. Thank you.
Not a problem.
We can talk about another time, though. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well. You know, hey, reach out to Ron. Unless you were hit by lightning yesterday. Hey, reach out to Ron, and then I'll get that for you, man. All right?
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks.
Take care.
All right.
You too. Sorry.
Like lightning, he came in.
Right. Like he said, we were all in the hot sun yesterday.
He's still recovering.
Well, there's something interesting. Did you deal with any weather yesterday? Because all hell broke loose.
No, nothing.
In Prospect?
Yeah.
There were these pockets going over Connecticut.
Right. We couldn't have been more vulnerable in a field.
Actually, I was done in Prospect, went to Oxford. Oxford got nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, nuts, 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 nuts.
It's the weekend. No.
No.
Well, yeah, it was yesterday.
Nothing. It was just sunshine.
I mean, it was thunder. It was wind. It was sideways rain.
Nothing.
Like crazy.
Nothing.
Whipping around.
As you can tell by our conversation, we had a lot of heat.
Jamie and Stratford.
Hi.
Hey.
Good morning, everybody. I'm a little nervous, so forgive me.
Don't be nervous.
Oh, it's okay. We don't bite.
You have almost a good announcer voice.
You
do. Thank
you. I love you guys.
Love you more.
You know, I'm very nervous.
Don't be.
Okay, so I don't know if you're interested in knowing about the current earthquake we had a couple of months ago in Stratford, right. In the area.
Yeah.
I'm in the doctor's office at 8:15 in the morning, and I'm sitting in those chairs, you know, those metal chairs.
The stirrups?
No, not stirrups. No, I'm a little too old for stirrups.
I don't know.
Okay?
That's all I know.
I'm glad those days are over, okay?
Bad visual.
Go from foot to foot.
You can tell the mental image AJ got immediately.
Sorry. You were saying?
So what I was saying was, I'm sitting in the chair waiting to be called in, and I hear what is typical in downtown Stratford or anywhere in a busy area, what sounds like a truck going by on a road. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, it's a truck going by. There's no, big deal. All of a sudden, my chair, I felt like a wave come over horizontally under my chair.
I would blame the chair.
Under the chair. Under the chair.
I had tacos last night. Oh,
sure. I don't know what's so funny about that, but under the chair. I'm old school, so I don't know what funny is under a chair. Okay? So I feel it rolling under the chair, and I'm starting to sway, and I'm swaying back and forth. And everybody in the front desk is like, what just happened?
She's
what
possessed. Just happened?
And I'm like, it smells like an earthquake. And everybody in the office came out of their rooms. Everybody, the doctor stopped what he was doing. Everybody came out in the hall. The treatment
agents came out. Drilling some poor guy's teeth.
We just have this big discussion. What the hell just happened?
Yeah. Jesus, what did you eat?
Sorry.
The lady got off the stirrups and...
She said,
you're not getting that watch back.
Oh, that is so funny that you would say that. It's funny that you would say that because I was in a doctor's office that was urgent care, so it could have been anything.
Seriously.
You're right.
One purpose.
But I wasn't
all.
One of them.
See, there was no reason to be nervous.
Yeah,
Paul was awesome.
You did great.
So great. I love you guys so much.
Love you too. Thank you, Jamie. Bye.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.